Okay, so we all know you need to get to the bottom of things quickly, right? You've got tons of info coming at you from every direction,
You really do.
and you just need someone to tell you what's important.
Yeah. Cut to the chase.
Cut to the chase. And that's exactly what we do here on the Deep Dive.
It is.
So today we are diving into pay-per-click advertising,
PPC.
PPC. You know those sponsored results you see when you search online? We're going to break down how the actual words that businesses use in their ads,
The keywords.
yeah, those keywords, they really impact how cost-effective those campaigns are. And you know how they reach potential customers.
Yeah, especially like you.
Like you. Exactly.
And you've probably, you've seen them, you've probably clicked on them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And businesses are basically paying for the chance to appear there when you search for something that's related to what they're offering.
Right.
And it's a simple idea, really. They only pay when someone clicks the ad. It suggests they're interested at least a little bit. There are always going to be those accidental clicks. Those don't really mean much. But for the most part, those clicks are connecting businesses with people who need what they offer.
Right. At least they're interested enough to click, so it's got to count for something.
Exactly.
So what we're going to talk about today is this idea of commercial intent. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah. Very important concept.
And it's all about those keywords and how that intent, directly impacts how much online advertising costs.
Yeah.
So knowing this gives you a huge advantage. It helps you understand how all this works and, how businesses are trying to reach you online.
For sure.
And we found some really interesting stuff in our research about PPC and why this commercial intent thing is so important.
Yeah, so the benefits of PPC kind of set the stage for this whole conversation. First of all, PPC is way more cost-effective than like traditional advertising.
Like print and TV and stuff.
Exactly like print ads. Think about it. A newspaper ad costs the same whether one person sees it or 1,000 people see it. And it doesn't matter if they're even interested. With PPC, you only pay when someone actually clicks. They're engaged.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, much more targeted.
Much more targeted than just hoping that the right person sees your ad.
Yeah, and the other big advantage is that you can track how your ads are doing.
Okay, that's got to be useful for businesses.
Oh, it's huge. It's a total game changer. You can see exactly what's working and what's not.
So you can constantly be improving it.
Yeah, exactly. And a big part of that is the Google Ads quality score. You familiar with that?
I've heard of it, but I don't really know how it
So
works.
Google uses it to rate, how relevant your ads are and the keywords you're using.
Okay.
And how well they resonate with the people who are actually searching.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's a score from 1 to 10, and it takes into account your ad and the landing page.
That's the page you go to after you click.
Exactly. So the higher the score, the better the connection, and the more relevant your ad is to what people are looking for.
So a 10 is like the best.
Well, you rarely see a perfect 10, unless it's for a specific brand name.
Okay.
But from what we've seen, a score between 7 and 9 is usually a really good sign.
So that means you're reaching the right people and not spending too much money.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about efficiency. And even though it's just an estimate based on different factors, that quality score gives advertisers really valuable feedback.
I bet.
It tells them if they're getting their money's worth, if their message is actually hitting the mark with their target audience.
Okay, so we've talked about the basics of PPC and that quality score. Now let's really get into this commercial intent thing.
Okay, let's do it.
What exactly does that even mean?
Right. So the stuff we've been looking at mentions this guy, Alan Finn,
Okay.
and he defines commercial intent as like how likely someone is to actually become a customer after they see your ad.
So you're trying to figure out where someone is in their buying journey just based on the words they type into a search bar.
Yeah, it's like you're reading their mind a little bit.
That's kind of creepy, but also kind of cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. And it's really interesting. It's when you compare keywords that are clearly showing someone wants to buy something
Like right now.
right now versus keywords that are more, exploratory.
So they're just browsing around, gathering information.
Exactly. Or maybe they're just trying to get to a specific website.
Okay, I get it. There's a difference between someone who's ready to buy and someone who's just starting to think about it.
A big difference. And our research gives a really good example.
Okay, let's hear it.
So imagine someone searches about SUVs.
Okay, so pretty general.
Yeah, they're probably in the early stages of research, just gathering information, comparing different models.
Just trying to get a feel for what's out there.
Exactly. Their main goal is to learn. But now let's say someone searches SUVs for sale now near me.
Wow. Okay, so they're ready to buy.
Oh, yeah, much higher commercial intent.
They've already done their research and they're ready to go to a dealership.
Yeah, they're past the looking phase. And this difference is super important because the research shows that keywords with stronger commercial intent usually cost more in PPC.
So the keywords that show someone's ready to buy now, those are the expensive ones.
Exactly. And I know that might seem kind of weird at first.
It does. Why would you pay more for someone who's already ready to buy?
Well, think about it. Keywords that show someone's about to make a purchase, those are gold to businesses.
I guess so. Yeah, those are the people who are most likely to actually become paying customers.
Right, and because of that, there's way more competition between advertisers to get their ads seen by those people.
So it's like a bidding war for those keywords?
Kind of, yeah. Like, imagine a bunch of businesses all trying to get the attention of someone searching for best noise-canceling headphones for travel.
Ooh, yeah, good example.
That's a very specific keyword, and it shows that person is ready to buy.
So those ads are going to cost a lot.
Yeah, the demand drives up the price. It's supply and demand, you
All
know?
right, basic economics.
Exactly. And another thing the research talks about is how ads that target these high commercial intent customers often use these call to action phrases.
Oh, yeah, I see those all the time.
Yeah, like buy this widget today, or vote for candidate, or choose the best local plumber.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, those ads aren't just giving you information, they're trying to get you to do something right now.
Right. They want you to click and buy or sign up or whatever.
Exactly. So you see how it all ties together. The more likely someone is to buy something, the more businesses are willing to pay to reach them.
Yeah. It's all about getting the most bang for your buck.
Exactly. And it's not just about spending a ton of money on the most obvious keywords.
There's got to be more to it than that.
Oh, yeah. It's about understanding who's doing the searching, what they're really looking for.
So you're not just throwing money at every keyword.
Right. You're being strategic about it. You might spend more on those high-intent keywords because you know they're more likely to lead to a sale.
Right, those are the people who are ready to buy now.
Exactly. But you might also target some of those less competitive keywords, you know, the ones that are more informational.
So you're reaching people who are earlier in the buying process.
Yeah, exactly. You're catching them before they've even decided what they want.
And maybe you can build a relationship with them over time.
Exactly. It's all about being smart and understanding what those searches really mean.
Okay, so what does this all mean for the average person you know, someone who's just trying to understand how online advertising works?
Good question. So the research mentions that companies often hire experts.
Like consultants and stuff?
Yeah, like Atlanta Google Ads consultants
Okay.
to help them create these cost-effective PPC strategies.
Makes sense. They need somebody who really knows what they're doing.
Yeah, and to help them understand how commercial intent works in their specific market.
Okay, I get it. So the big takeaway here is that businesses can really make a difference in how well their PPC campaigns do by being strategic about those keywords.
That's the key. And it's not just about the keywords themselves, it's about creating content that lines up with those different levels of commercial intent.
So you're guiding potential customers towards a purchase over time.
Exactly. And you, as someone who's online all the time, you can use this knowledge to your advantage too.
Really, how?
Well, think about the words you use when you search for something online.
Okay.
What do those words say about how ready you are to buy something?
Interesting. I never thought about it like that before.
Yeah, so by understanding commercial intent, businesses can make much better decisions about which keywords to use and how much they're willing to pay for those clicks.
That's like a whole new way of looking at online advertising.
It
Yeah.
is, and it gives you a peek behind the curtain, you know, into how this digital marketplace really works.
And hopefully this deep dive has given you some good information to take with you.
I hope so.
But now I want you to think about this. How could a business use this idea of commercial intent, not just to sell a product, but to build a real relationship with a customer?
That's a great question.
What if that customer started with a very general search? You know, something with low commercial intent.
That is interesting.
That's something to think about.
Definitely.
All right, that's all the time we have for today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.